listening to WCNO Palm City. My
word is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we will be continuing right until the end of this book. So we have 28 chapters. We are now in chapter 24. We are going to start chapter 24 this week. But last week we stopped on the last verse of Matthew 23, which was verse 39. It says, "For I say to you, you shall see me no more," Jesus was speaking, "till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So as he was speaking to the religious people and the Jewish people, "You're going to see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And we see in Revelation 1:7, the word of God said, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him." Even so, amen. So last week we ended there, and this week we are going to start in Matthew 24 on the New King James Version we are using, and we are going to start in verse 1. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We honor you for who you are. We thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here this evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus, you continue, O God Almighty Lord, to bring forth revelation, knowledge to us, O God. Help us, Holy Spirit of God, reveal your word to us so that we will not walk in darkness, but we will walk in the light of your word. For your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you again for your word to us this evening. Thank you for your people who have come out to listen. We pray that your blessings will be upon your people as they hear your word, O God, and their purpose in their hearts to practice what you say. Father, we just thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, O mighty God, for bringing to our remembrance, O God, the word that you have spoken so that we can walk in truth and holiness. Thank you again for all that you have done and all that you are doing. Breathe upon us all, O God, we pray. Even those that are listening this evening, O mighty God, that might be sick, we pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Touch your people, O God. Let the, O God Almighty Lord, your word quicken your people so that we can walk, O God, in truth and holiness and in good health. Father God, we thank you again for everything, and may your perfect will be done as we look to you by faith. Lead and guide us into all truth, O God, so that we will walk and not stumble. Lord, we bless you and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Bless the Lord. So we are going into Matthew 24 using the New King James Version, and we are going into verse 1. Matthew 24, verse 1. The word of God says, "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple." So we see, people of God, we see Jesus went out, departed from the temple, and we see where his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. The disciples were there showing off the splendor of the earthly temple. People of God, we have to understand that the disciples were still here and were still earthly minded. So they were there showing Jesus all the splendor of this beautiful temple. And we remember that was the second temple, people of God, that was renovated by Herod the Great. So we see, people of God, the temple was the most beautiful architecture that we could really look at. It was beautiful. All those white stones and those trimmings, it was the most beautiful place. So they were just showing off the splendor and the magnificence of that earthly temple. But Jesus, who knows everything, look on verse 2, look on what he said. "And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down." My, people of God, we have to understand these disciples were there and believing that this temple was going to be there forever. But Jesus, who knows everything, said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down." And people of God, we have to understand right now in Jerusalem, there is no temple. The temple was destroyed. So Jesus predicted the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. In AD 70, the temple was destroyed by the Roman general Titus. So we have to understand, people of God, that Jesus, who knows everything, 70 years before, people of God, so many years before it happened, Jesus predicted it. AD 70 would be about 40 years after Jesus' time, approximately. So Jesus knew that this temple that they were revering so much would be destroyed. So Jesus, who knows everything, these disciples were there showing off on the beautiful temple. Can you imagine? They stepped out of the temple and they were going up now to the Mount of Olives and seeing, looking on the temple. From that viewpoint, they could see the magnificence of the temple. And they were there saying, showing off and telling Jesus to come and look on the beauty of the temple. But Jesus, who knows that the temple wouldn't be there forever, it would be destroyed, he predicted that there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And people of God, his words came to pass, and it has to come to pass. Whatever Jesus says will come to pass, people of God, must come to pass. So we see that temple was destroyed in AD 70. So we have to understand, people of God, Jesus, who knows everything and who has that heavenly perspective. The disciples were only looking on things from an earthly perspective. But Jesus, who knows everything, knows what will happen in the future. So he tells them that this temple is going to be destroyed. He didn't tell them how or who's going to destroy them, but he said there won't be one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. So look at verse 3 of Matthew 24. Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, so he left the temple and went up onto the Mount of Olives. Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Tell us." So they came to him privately, asking Jesus to tell them, when will these things be? But we don't see where Jesus told them what time the temple would be destroyed. He said, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming?" Jesus spoke of the sign of his coming. That's what he spoke about. And of the end of the age. He did not tell them when that temple would be destroyed, but he told them of the signs of his coming and of the end of the age. Look at verse 4 of Matthew 24. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." People of God, we have to look deeply into this word. Take heed. One of the greatest signs that Jesus' coming is near is the deception around us. So Jesus said, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus said, "Take heed that no one deceives you." The first thing that Jesus said to his disciples was to pay attention, that no one deceives them. And people of God, I believe God is saying the same thing to us today. Take heed that no one deceives you. We as God's people need to ask him for discernment, so that we can be able to detect the deceivers and turn from them. There are many deceivers gone out, many false prophets gone out into the world. They are there to deceive people of God. But if we don't have discernment, we grab onto what they are saying. They will come with a little Jesus, but after that, they will mix it up with all sort of corruption. People of God, we have to understand and ask the Lord to enlighten us. Open our eyes, Lord, that we can see and know and detect what is false. We have to know the truth of God's word so we can detect error. So God is calling us, people of God, to be wise and not to be deceived in these evil days. Look at verse 5 of Matthew 24. "For many will come in my name and say, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." Many are going to come and say, "I am Christ, I am the Christ, I am the anointed one," and will deceive many. People of God, we have to know the truth of God's word. We have to listen to Jesus' word and understand that whatever he says will come to pass. Whatever he says is true. So we have to hold on to God's word. We have to stop going around looking for signs and wonders and hold firmly to the word of God. Let us allow the word of God to be our compass. People of God, we have to understand many are running around. They heard that this prophet is here and we're running around looking for signs. Let us come to understand and put our faith in Jesus Christ, the righteous Son. Let us come to understand that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us come to know that he died, he rose again. He ascended on high and he lives forevermore. He ever lived to make intercession for us. Let us come to put our faith in him, people of God, and not to put our faith in men. Those who put their trust in men, the word of God tells us in Jeremiah 17, will be like that desert plant, we will dry up. But we who put our trust in Jesus Christ will be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. The leaves will always be green and we will always be fruitful. Let us come to understand, people of God. God is calling us to know him. And when we know him, who is the truth? When error comes, we will know it. Now, the first thing Jesus says is take heed that no man deceive you. Many will be deceived because many will be coming and saying, I am the anointed one. I am the Christ, and will deceive many. These are the things that are happening right now. We are in the last days, people of God. In the last days, perilous times have come. People are in a form of godliness, but denying the power of the Holy Ghost. We have to come to understand that God is calling us to be discerning. We ask the Holy Spirit to give us the spirit of discernment. It's a gift from the Spirit. Holy Spirit of God, let your people be discerning. We pray for discernment among us, that we will know the truth from the error. When error comes, we will know because we know the truth. Many will come in my name saying, I'm the Christ, and will deceive many. Many will be deceived, people of God, because people are not in the word of God. People don't know what Jesus says. So when error comes, they don't even know it's error because they don't know the truth. Look on verse 6 of Matthew 24. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. What Jesus was saying, Jesus continues to speak that there will be reports of wars and threats to start war. And people of God, we see that happening now. Reports of wars all over the place and people threatening people to start wars all over the world. But his saints should see to it that they do not become troubled. See to it that we do not become troubled. We have to see to it. Who can see to it for us? We have to see to it for ourselves, people of God. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to guard our hearts so that we do not become troubled. We need the Holy Spirit. We need him in every aspect of our lives. Jesus said, when you hear about all these things, do not become troubled. Don't allow yourself to become troubled. These things are coming to cause fear and anxiety upon God's people. So Jesus forewarns us that these things will happen before the end of the age. These things will come, but the end is not yet come. So these things are happening now among us, people of God. And we have to understand the times that we are living in. People of God, the coming of the Lord is near. Jesus is coming. It is so near. It's so close. He will come as a thief in the night, the word of God tells us. Suddenly, he will come upon us. We pray today that God's people will be ready to meet the Savior. Look on what the word of God said in Matthew 24, verse 7. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. People of God, we see all these things happening. Nations rising up against nation, kingdom coming up against kingdom, and there will be famines. Famine in so many areas of the world. Pestilence all over. All sorts of diseases we hear about that we have never heard about before. Earthquakes in different places. So many earthquakes we have heard of. So much devastation with earthquakes all over the world. People of God, we must know that these are signs of the times. Jesus Christ is coming. Are we ready? Are we ready to meet him, people of God? The word of God tells us in verse 8 of Matthew 24, all these are the beginning of sorrows. So Jesus is saying, it's not yet the tribulation. These are just the beginning of sorrows. These are the signs to show you that Jesus Christ coming is near. All these are the beginning of sorrows. These are just like what? Bird pangs. Not delivery time yet. But the false contractions are coming and they feel like they are real. They're hard to bear also, people of God. And these things are coming upon us. It's hard for us to bear some of these things that are happening to us now. But Jesus said the end is not yet come. We have to understand that God's people will be taken out of this world. The word of God tells us that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those who are alive and remain, people of God, will be caught up to meet Christ in the air. And the church will be out of here, people of God, before the tribulation comes. So, people of God, we shouldn't be talking about we are going to be in tribulation. We shouldn't be in any tribulation. We should be at the marriage supper with Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have to understand the truth of God's word and be ready for the coming bridegroom. He's coming for his people. So we see Jesus said, these are the beginning of sorrows. The real sorrow hasn't come yet. These are just the beginning of sorrows. Just like the bird pangs. Just like the false contraction, the Braxton Hicks contraction that come upon women who are pregnant and they think that it is labor pain. It's not yet labor pain. But it's also very hard to bear. These contractions are also painful. But the delivery time is not yet come. So we have to understand the people of God, the truth of God's word, and be ready, be prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Look on verse 9 of Matthew 24. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. We will be hated for Christ's sake, people of God. So Jesus, as he was speaking to his disciples, they will be delivered up and will be killed. And many of Jesus' disciples who were there, who came to him privately, were killed. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. So we have to understand, people of God, that we will be hated for the sake of Jesus Christ. It's not us they hate, it's Jesus Christ they hate. And the word said, many will be, in verse 10 of Matthew 24, and then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. So we have to understand, people of God, that these things will happen. When you read, turn to John 15. We are going to reference John 15, 18 through 21. John 15, 18 through 21. The word of God tells us, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Jesus was speaking. He said, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Look at verse 21. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. All these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. They do not know God the Father. They are not in a relationship with God the Father. So they will persecute those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ the Son. People of God, when we come to know Jesus, we also know the Father. Philip, how long you have been with me? And you say you don't know the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And people of God, those of us who have put our trust in Jesus Christ, we are now in a relationship with Abba Father. So people of God, if they hate Jesus, they will hate us too. If they persecute him, they will persecute us too. So we have to understand that we are hated for the name of Jesus. Because of the name of Jesus, that's why we are hated by many. So people of God, we have to understand this truth and hold firmly unto Jesus in these last days. These are the last of the last days, people of God. Everything will be culminated in a very short time. So we have to come to understand that the end of the age is near. And we have to understand that these are the beginning of sorrows. Great sorrow will come upon God's people. Great persecution. But we must remember that we are safe in Jesus Christ. He is the one who is our security. So in him we trust. They hate us because they hate Jesus. So we have to understand and walk in truth and holiness. We must remember the word of God. We must remember the word of God. Jesus said, remember the word that I said to you. So if we remember what Jesus said, why would we become troubled? That's why he said, see to it that you don't become troubled during this troubled time. See to it that you don't become troubled. And we as God's people must see to it that we don't become troubled, because we will be hated. So don't look for everybody to love you. We will be hated for the cause of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 11 of Matthew 24. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And people of God, if we have never seen false prophets before, we see them now. Many has risen up and are deceiving many. So we have to be rooted and grounded in the truth of Jesus Christ. We have to be rooted and grounded in the faith that we will not be deceived, people of God. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7:15-20. Let us read Matthew 7:15-20 and see what Jesus says, how we need to know how to detect the false prophets among us. Matthew 7:15-20. The word of God says, beware of false prophets. Jesus was speaking. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. So they will pretend like they are one of us. They will come and behave like us. And we will start to think that, oh, they are like us. They are part of us. But Jesus said, inwardly they are ravenous wolves. They have, people of God, to disguise themselves as sheep. They come looking like sheep. But people of God, they are going to do something that we're going to see and know that they are not of Christ. They are going to be exposed. The word of God said, inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits, Jesus said. So by their action, you're going to know them, even though they dress up and look like sheep. By their action, we're going to know that they are wolves. And many times, people of God, we cast a blind eye to the wolves among us. And we still calling them sheep. They are wolves. People of God, we pray that our eyes will be open. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns, bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears what? Good fruit. But a bad tree bears bad fruit. So when we start to see bad attitudes, bad ways, bad habits, evil ways among some people, even though they dress up and behave like us, we know, people of God, they are not of Christ. They are bearing bad fruit. Their action will tell who they are. The action will tell the state of the heart. So Jesus said, even so, every good tree bears good fruit. But a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. So we have to understand, people of God, what Jesus is saying. You will know them by their fruits. How can we detect false prophets? Jesus said, many will rise up and deceive many. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. But he tells us how to detect them. We need wisdom, people of God. We need discernment so we can discern the false prophets among us. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown, is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. People of God, Jesus makes it so clear here. Therefore, by their fruits, you shall know them. By their actions, their attitude, their qualities that they, the qualities that they display, the characteristics that they display. Are they displaying love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance? Or are they producing the deeds of the flesh? We must be discerning. We must be discerning, children of God. How can we detect the false prophets among us? Jesus makes it so clear in Matthew 7, 15 through 20. You will know them by their fruits. People of God, we ask for wisdom today, that God will give us wisdom to be able to detect the false prophets among us. Look at verse 12 of Matthew 24. And because lawlessness will abound, Jesus continues to speak, because lawlessness will abound. In the last days, he's speaking about lawlessness will abound. The love of many will grow cold. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, people of God. Because wickedness will increase here on earth, the love of many people will become cold. People will become desensitized. People will become indifferent to what is going on around us. People will not care anymore for anyone. People will only care about themselves. Because their love has become cold, people of God. We have to understand this truth. We are in the last days. Difficult times are upon us. People have become insensitive. People have become so calloused. Not caring for anyone but themselves. So Jesus said, because lawlessness, wickedness has increased upon the land, the love of many will grow cold. People will become desensitized. What used to affect them don't affect them no more. And people of God, we have to be so careful and ask the Holy Spirit to keep our hearts pliable and tender so that we will not become cold and hard and calloused in these evil days. But we will be people who are sensitive to what God is saying to us. Look at verse 13 of Matthew 24. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. He who endures to the end shall be saved. The word of God is telling us, he who endures to the end of the testing shall be saved. It's a certainty that the person will be delivered or rescued from that situation. And if we turn quickly to James 1, 2 to 4, the word of God said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So we must know that when trouble comes, we must endure. We ask the Holy Spirit to give us that spirit of endurance, that we will endure in these last days, because Christ will surely deliver us from whatever is afflicting us. So let us continue to be people and ask the Spirit to produce in us the spirit of endurance so that we will endure to the end and be rescued. God bless you here this evening. Continue to study God's word and continue to ask him to help you to practice his word and live according to his will. Blessings to all. We'll stop here this evening. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your word to us. Help us, O God Almighty, to know and understand your word that you have prepared us, O God, for the coming, O God Almighty, Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we eat of your word, help us, O God, to meditate upon your word, to ponder your word, and to respond to you favorably. Have your way in our lives, O God Almighty, and transform us by the renewing of our minds as we look to you by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
In the Lord is love.